Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura alongside Dustin Fox, and it's time for Cleveland Browns Today, taking a look at the key matchups for the Browns against the Saints in the home opener this Sunday. It all starts with slowing down Drew Brees, obviously. Dustin, how are the Browns going to try to do that?
Well, I think first and foremost, look at it outside right now. It's 60 degrees. We're sitting on the grass. Drew Brees is going to be coming to Cleveland and playing on grass and playing in this weather. I don't know what the weather's going to be on Sunday, but it's not indoors. It's not the dome down there in New Orleans, and you know that Drew Brees is a different player when he plays away from the dome.
There's no question about it. Outdoors, they're 1-5 in their last six games. Outdoors, the Saints average only 17.5 points per game compared to 31 indoors. Drew Brees is the guy who averages about 340 yards and three touchdowns a game indoors, only 275, one touchdown, one interception outdoors. So we do have the weather certainly helping us, and hopefully Paul Kruger can build on this. Now, Brees was not sacked at all in week one. It will be key to get pressure on him.
It's going to be huge to get some pressure. We'll see if we get Desmond Bryant back this week. Don't know if that's going to happen, but guys like Kirksey stepped up last week, had a sack. Kruger, again, I thought he played really, really well
last week. Best game since coming here.
Best game, yeah, absolutely, since he's been a Cleveland Brown. For whatever reason, he's stepped up. Mike Pettine, you talked about it before we came on the air here. He has been the only defensive coordinator that has held Drew Brees under 200 yards passing. That's incredible.
Yes, he's the last person to do it, under 200 and without a touchdown back in 2010 when he was with the Jets. So maybe he's got a little bit of a secret formula. Didn't go as well for his Bills last year, but that was in New Orleans, so hopefully things will be better this weekend. Now, when you slow down Drew Brees to do that, you've got to stop Jimmy Graham. After all, the Saints just 7-7 over the last 3 years when Graham has held under 50 yards. Dustin, we know the Browns have struggled to stop tight ends in the past, but this year they bring in Carlos Dansby, you bring in Dante Whitner, you draft a coverage linebacker in Chris Kirksey. They're built to kind of slow down tight ends, but how do you do it? How do you approach Jimmy Graham?
I think first and foremost, we just talked about, I think you got to get a pass rush on Drew Brees. If you can do that, that's going to make him get rid of the football quick, and it's not going to allow your defensive backs or safeties or linebackers, whoever's going to be covering Jimmy Graham, to be in coverage for a long amount of time, and that's the difficult part about it. But let's be realistic. You're not going to stop Jimmy Graham. You just can't. He's too talented. He's elite. I mean, the guy's got Hall of Fame talent across the board. He's unbelievable. I just think you got to try and slow him down in some capacity.
And I bet Dante Whitner has some insight into us. The 49ers have played the Saints three times over the last couple of years. They held Graham under 50 yards in two of those. No surprise, they went 2-1 in those games. So maybe Dante Whitner can help out with this game plan. Now, you want to stop them. Another way to kind of slow down that high-powered offense is to keep them off the field by controlling the ball on offense, running the ball. The Browns, who rushed for 183 yards in the season opener, the most since 2010. Big doses of Terrence West and the Crow, Isaiah Crowell, in this one.
The Crow, man, I'm telling you, this guy is going to be fun to watch. I think we'll have fun watching, obviously, Terrence West, but the Crow, I mean, this guy is undrafted, played at Georgia, SEC Freshman of the Year, has a tremendous amount of talent. I just think we'll have more of an opportunity here to see what these guys can do.
No question. And you want to be able to run against him, and I think you can. Last year, the Saints gave up 110 yards per game to running backs on the ground outdoors. And this is a Saints team that gave up over 123 yards, 5 yards of carrying a touchdown to the Falcons running backs in week one in Atlanta. Does not have a great rushing attack. Now, Rob Ryan, the defensive coordinator who spent some time here with the Cleveland Browns in the past, is in New Orleans. They had a good year last year. Rough start in the first week, over 600 yards of total offense, over 8 yards per play to the Falcons. How can the Browns kind of combat his blitzing attack style of defense to continue their success that they had in the second half against Pittsburgh?
He's so aggressive, so I would try and take advantage of that in any way you possibly can. But the first thing I would do, I would not get away from the running game. I think in the first half of last week's game, they got away from it a little bit early in that game. And obviously in the second half, it was so critical to the success. It sets up the passing game. That's where Brian Hoyer's best.
No question about it. Off of play action, Brian Hoyer was 9 of 12 for over 100 yards and a touchdown, averaged 9 yards per attempt in the season opener. Without play action, averaged just over 5 yards per attempt. So you're right, Dustin. That is the key. Now, hopefully these matchups all play out in the Browns' favor and they come away with a win in the home opener. That'll do it for Cleveland Browns Today. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura, reminding you to stay tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all the latest Browns news and notes as we get ready for the home opener.